Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hangsing. Indian Railways has strengthened artificial intelligence AI-based system to protect wildlife on railway tracks. The railways has deployed AI-based cameras to alert loco pilots half kilometer in advance to save elephants, lions and tigers on tracks. The AI-enabled intrusion detection system using distributed acoustic system for detecting presence of elephants has also been deployed on railway tracks. The system has been implemented in 141 route kilometer section on Northeast Frontier Railway to prevent elephant collisions. The Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has launched a comprehensive internship policy aimed at creating a structured, large-scale platform for nurturing young talent and strengthening the country's sports ecosystem. The ministry said that the initiative will provide meaningful internship opportunities to college and university students across the ministry and its autonomous bodies, offering them first-hand exposure to sports governance, administration, and allied professional domains. Addressing the launch, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the initiative will empower young minds to contribute meaningfully to the country's sporting journey. Under the policy, 452 internships will be offered annually across the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and its key institutions, including the Sports Authority of India, National Anti-Doping Agency, and National Dope Testing Laboratory. With just a day left to welcome the birth of Christ, the enchanting spirit of Christmas has enveloped every corner of Nagaland. Communities and families are settling in, waiting in joyful anticipation for the birth of Jesus Christ. Dazzling lights, colorful decorations, and melodious carols fill the air, making the Christmas spirit truly infectious. From homes to churches and streets, Nagaland is glowing with warmth, faith, and celebration. In Dimapur, the bustling commercial heart of the state, the joy of Christmas is clearly visible. The streets are alive with festive activity as citizens prepare wholeheartedly to welcome Christ. Markets are crowded with shoppers picking up Christmas trees, handcrafted decorations, and a wide assortment of traditional Naga delicacies, all meant to be shared with family and friends during this blessed season.
Mula nam jibitoli ase aro mula grandparents kan ide ahina se bustiwa to tahano de celebrate kuro tahano de church wo tahangilina bira thayo.
My name is Jamunguli and I'm from Dimapur, Tangan Colony. And then my Christmas, I don't have any Christmas plans. Like, Kode Buinene is Bengal, family can load it. Nihanbi, family can load it. Time, Palmas Bengri, memories punavi.
As Nagaland prepares to celebrate the birth of Christ, the spirit of togetherness and joy shines brighter than ever. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has extended his heartiest Christmas greetings to the people of the state. In his message, Mr. Patton stated this season marks the birth of the Prince of Peace and serves as a time for everyone to come together in gratitude and love. He expressed hope that the Christmas festivities would bring renewed hope and healing to every home across Nagaland. He said the occasion offers a special opportunity to forgive past differences and strengthen the bonds of brotherhood within the community. The Deputy Chief Minister encouraged citizens to celebrate Christmas by sharing with the less privileged and extending a helping hand to those in need. Mr. Patton also urged everyone to observe the festival in the true spirit of humility and kindness and prayed that the peace and joy of Christmas would remain with the people throughout the coming year. Governor of Nagaland has appointed A.P. Toho Chophi as the new chairman of the Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, along with three members. According to an official notification issued on December 22, Mr. Chophi, who was serving as a member of the NPSC, will assume charge as chairman for a term of 6 years or until he attains the age of 62 years, whichever is earlier. Similarly, the governor appointed Kenilo Apon, IAS retired, Ethel O. Lotha, IAS retired, and S. Temsuwati Ang as members of the Nagaland Public Service Commission. Their tenure will also be for 6 years or until they reach the age of 62 years, whichever comes earlier with effect from the date they assume charge. The notification further stated that the salary and allowances of the chairman and members will be governed by Regulation 4 of the Nagaland Public Service Commission, Chairman Members and Staff Regulations 2008, along with other admissible allowances from time to time. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.